Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. These Wednesday shows always get weird. I'm going to crack open a hard half seltzer here to start. You know the rules at home. It's Wednesday after 2 p.m. That's when I start drinking for the first time during the week. So, cheers. Cheers, everyone.
We've got a long weekend, too.
Sure do. Where are we headed on Saturday?
Free Roam Brewing Company.
Yes.
In Burney, Texas.
Yeah. Texas.
And before that, well, before or after, I haven't decided. Probably before, because we'll be hammered after. I'm going to drop by Donut's skateboard shop down there, too.
Okay, cool.
I haven't been yet. He asked me to come by.
So. I haven't either. Is it Snake Farm?
They have a bunch of Snake Farm shit in there, yeah.
Oh, dope, man. Yeah. All right. I'm a big fan of all of Jared's boards. Yeah. I see him scattered around, and I'm like, hey, people will come up, and they're like, can you get Jared to sign these? And I go, no, I don't even know where Jared is right now.
He's in,
no idea where
he's in Florida with Tim and Matt. Or, yeah, Matt's there. Evan, Edwin, Logan. They're all jumping out of planes out there.
No shit. Yep. Is he going to fight? Is he going to the UFC fight on Saturday night?
Who knows, man. Come on, bro. Jared's out there to do the jump thing, but I don't even think he's jumping.
No,
he's just hanging out, fucking talking shit, and being an idiot.
Yeah, classic Jared. Who we got on the show today, D'Anthony?
I'm not telling.
Good. Don't. What if we just did an entire fucking show and didn't introduce these
We've
guys?
Gotten like half an hour into them before without anybody knowing. We have Three Gun Memorial Foundation here today. I think is it or is it Memorial Three Gun?
Yes, sir.
God damn it, dude!
You were close.
Yeah, at least I got all the words right.
Put that mic about an inch from your face.
I got you.
I'll let you introduce yourselves to her.
Hey guys, I'm Eric, president of the Memorial Three Gun Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Jordan Comstock, I'm the COO for the foundation.
Y'all got to put those mics close, brother.
Close.
Yeah,
like, in it.
All right, like yeah, you got
to
get.
You can bring it to you.
Bring it to you. It travels. It moves.
I like how you're cradling over there.
Yeah, you got to talk into the microphone.
I love you very much.
But big story today. Nikki Haley is out. She was gone roughly 2 hours after the primaries ended last night for the GOP. Not shocked, but surprised that she didn't endorse Trump. She said, I'm going to hang off. And
are you surprised by that?
Yeah. She worked for him, for Christ's sakes. You wonder politically.
It didn't really go well, though.
Did it not?
No.
What was the end result there?
Well, she didn't do shit. She was the ambassador to the UN.
Which, right. That job never does shit.
No. Well, yeah. I mean, he had the previous ambassador to the UN, John Bolton, in that position again as well, I believe. John Bolton.
Yeah,
Mr. Mustachio. It's like two fucking Bush-Cheney era dickholes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like it's we'll see how it goes, but I'm glad so far that she hasn't endorsed him, frankly, because if they get chummy again and he tries to put her in some position, I'm not voting for him.
You know, I don't want to see her in any cabinet position whatsoever. I don't want to see her again. Like, I'm all good on Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
I'm done all the way around. She did end up getting one state last night, which was Vermont's. It was a close call towards the end there.
She got Bernie's home state. That makes sense. She got Bernie's home state, and she got D.C.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Now, the biggest shocker last night was Biden actually lost one. He's not running against anybody.
In American Samoa?
Well, what sure did.
Some other candidate?
He lost in American Samoa.
Oh, I didn't know that was real.
No, are you serious?
To a white guy.
Well, there's only a couple of places outside I know he didn't lose a state. So there's only a couple other places to even vote. Puerto Rico votes, American Samoa votes.
Does Guam vote too?
Guam does too, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Bob, pull up American Samoa.
Who is it? Is it?
It's like a tech mogul over there?
Jason Palmer.
It wasn't like the Macho Man Randy Savage or anything like that.
His name was Jason Palmer. Look at this fucking
Cooper. Jesus Christ. He looks Canadian to me.
He sure does.
Flapping head. Yeah, he looks like the Prime Minister from Canada in South Park.
Now, I don't know much about American Samoa or what the fuck it is or where it is on a map. I couldn't even point that out to you.
West.
Just keep going west.
Yeah.
Is it next to Hawaii? It feels like a Hawaii-ish.
Next to is not correct, no.
It's not? Where the fuck is it, Bob? Let's pull up a map here.
I mean, it's in the middle of nowhere.
Let's learn today, Bob. Let's learn, okay? It's not just me.
It's in the middle of fucking nowhere.
99% of the people listening at home have no idea where American Samoa is.
So here's American Samoa.
And there's Samoa, and then there's American Samoa.
Now I'm going to zoom out for you.
All right.
Zoom.
Whoa!
Zoom.
You don't.
Whoa,
you don't.
It is in the middle of nowhere.
Bob, you what don't have fuck? To. You don't have to say
wait,
it.
Wait, is it that close to? No, I like the zoom. Bob, keep going. Is that close to Australia?
It's not close to Australia.
What is, I mean, what it's, is that? It's probably what's like a that? 10-hour plane ride from Australia.
Well, it doesn't look close to America.
No, it's not.
Not.
Why the fuck do we own this? And why the fuck do we are we voting on shit like this?
Yeah. Well, it's technically a non-voting state, right?
It's a territory.
They vote, but it doesn't have any impact on any. They don't have delegates.
Okay.
So it goes towards the. It's kind of weird, and they get a non-voting member of Congress as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let them participate in our primary. They're kind of.
But
the nearest country is Australia.
Yes.
And we just kind of own them, but we don't do shit with them.
They don't. It's just like kind of a casual friendship. Mm. You know, because they don't pay federal taxes or anything. Same as Puerto Rico. They don't Guam. None of those places pay federal taxes. They just get a non-voting member in Congress.
Okay. And what do they do for us in return?
Well, every now and again, you'll see one of their non-voting members talking shit in Congress.
All right. Mm.
And then if we go to war, we need to land planes there. We own it.
It's
so.
It's for war.
It was for the Pacific Theater. The only reason we're involved in any of these stupid ass countries out there are islands or whatever.
All right. Kind of reminds me of Tropic Thunder. Like, is that what it is? Where they land on that island and then, you know, you make me happy.
That was Vietnam.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
But
I think they were in Cambodia.
Yeah, they were shooting another island.
Okay. I don't know where they actually shot that film, but I think they were pretending to be in Cambodia.
This is what it reminds me of for the audio listeners, by the way. Yeah. Bob's got the pictures up. Is that just called the shit shack there, Bob?
It's a subtropic shithole.
I mean, this
just
is
like every other island out there.
Shin Smart. This is one of its main roads.
Okay.
This is kind of like the heart of the island.
This and is
it's now no who, Fiji.
Who do you think lives in that shipping container?
This is right Wimberley there. Right here. So.
That's Flaming Dragon. That's where Flaming Dragon is based off.
Wow, dude. Yeah. So is there, I'm assuming there's beaches too.
Yeah.
I mean there's points where water meets land, sure.
Well, is there a resort that I can butt fuck in or not?
Yeah, here's a resort. You get it.
What do we got here? Show me a resort.
I clicked on it. Let's see here.
I want to know if
it's probably a two star.
Is there a place that I can butt fuck in that I haven't butt fucked in? Oh, look at that food. Look at that bar food.
Why the fuck would you go all the way out there to eat shitty bar food?
Guys, it's just a little appetizer to get you ready for the shrimp. I assume they got some shrimp. And some lobsters there.
No lobsters.
None, huh?
I wouldn't expect they would have lobsters.
Okay.
Oof. It's like someone maybe got married out there.
That kind of looks like a bridal shower for an obese black woman.
Look at the sand.
Quincinera.
Look at the sand there.
Some Galveston sand.
Looks like Love is Blind type of vibes there.
Yeah. That sand hasn't had time to get
pull up that soft, happy couple there. Let's see these honkies.
Oh, and there's an islander.
Oh, shit. It's an islander and a white woman.
So she's probably been kidnapped.
Sure has.
We're witnessing a crime right here.
Zoom in on her face. I want to see if there's real happiness detected in it or if that's.
I don't think I can
see her. He's got her gunpoint. Because I can't see his right arm. Well, and I wonder if he's got a gun.
No, it's holding a fucking snub-nose 38 into the small of her back.
That's
right
what
now.
I'm saying. Yeah. We can't zoom in on her.
Yeah, I can't. It's Google images are weird.
God damn it. Because this is far away. So she looks happy.
Now, this is the.
Prayers up.
This is the event hall in the nicest resort on the island.
Beautiful. I've been to worse weddings in Youngstown, Ohio.
Are those plastic chairs?
Yeah.
Those are the completely plastic chairs. You know the ones that if somebody over 220 pounds sits in, they break? also, my favorite chair of all time, because if somebody's sitting in it, you can literally sweep the back legs out of it and break that chair and put them on their ass.
Yep.
That's one of my favorite things to do.
It's always a fun game there. What's the name? Oh, look at that. They got nachos. They got little island nachos there. Little finger foods.
This is the Malu Mai Beach Resort.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but it's closed permanently.
Closed
would show up down in the time part, and it would say closed, and it would tell you when it opened. That one has closed in the title.
Yeah, that closed permanently. God damn it, man.
There's no reason to go.
Try to find
place.
Me. No, relax. Try to find me a resort there in American Samoa, because it appears as if they have the same ideals as we do. You know
what ideals are those?
That they don't want Joe Biden.
Got him there, yeah.
They wanted anyone else, a guy named Jason Palmer. His name was Jason Palmer.
I've never heard of that guy, nor does he appear to be from this island.
No.
He's a cracker. He looks Canadian.
He sure does.
Here's a nice pool.
Look at that. Look at that backdrop. That's beautiful. Tell me you couldn't butt fuck out there. Just enjoy a nice private BF.
Pool.
Yeah, right outside the private pool overlooking the ocean. Look at the waves crashing against the jetties.
He's from Aberdeen, Maryland.
You're kidding.
What?
And
what's he do?
He went to UVA, then Harvard. Let's see.
They were describing him last night on the news as like a tech mogul or something.
Impact like that. Investor. Served as deputy director for the post-secondary education at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So that's not great.
Yeah, Epstein Island.
He's definitely into
younger
DEI
women.
And children and shit like that.
You think you fuck Stephen Hawking?
I mean, it wouldn't be tough. You just
roll him over. You just dump the cart. Just
yeah, but I leave his little keyboard in place because I like to hear him. No.
Because then it's rape. What if you make him press yes so it's not rape?
It's called affirmative consent.
Because then you could film it and be like, look, Hawking asked me to fuck him. He just kept saying yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. I don't know how this machine works.
Me neither.
All I know is he's saying yes, and I'm getting fucking laid. So.
I just assume it's like a Simon Says, where it's like a speakeasy, and we kind of tap it, and we're good to go there.
Speak and spell.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever, man. We're learning about new things today, Dan. I learned about that, and we also learned about American Samoa and Jason Palmer. But for Nikki here, long term, what she reckon here? You standing by she might be a senator one day for South Carolina?
That's my expectation is when Lindsey Graham fucks off, she's going to try to become senator. I very seriously doubt she'll run again at 28.
Do you think he'll strangle bait to death before
Lindsey Graham?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be, he's going to pull out some anal beads too quickly and he's going to prolapse himself to death.
God damn it, dude. Rough way to go.
Well,
it's hard for Lady G.
Yeah, Lady G.
Rough way to go.
It's hard out here for Lady G. Now for you fucks, you're in North Carolina. Did you guys get to vote before you came out here?
I did. I actually put it in the group chat yesterday. Make sure you vote if it's in your primary. Did you have in Tennessee yesterday?
We didn't have it. I'm in Tennessee. He's in North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with North Carolina before we get to Tennessee. All right. North Carolina. Now, I'm watching at home. You know, it took some of those polka dot bars last night. Fun times. Just enjoying Super Tuesday like an American. And my state, which, yes, I still consider North Carolina my state because I'm going back one day. I'm not a Texan. I'm not going to pretend and relax, Texans. I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, man, I'm one of you guys. I'm going back to the beach.
That's why Bert won't send you those boots.
No.
Because he knows you're faking.
But yeah.
That's what it
Bert's
is.
Bert's a real rancher, yeah, dude. I don't want to hear reason. That bullshit.
How many years is that going on? Bert has a huge fucking.
5 years.
5 years? 6 years?
He's got a bunch of fucking bison.
Just because you own them doesn't mean you do anything with them.
Well, they butcher and sell the meat.
I want to see Bert physically do something. Put his hand inside the fucking bison. That's what I want to see.
Well, I saw him feed it one time, but I don't know if he was involved in extracting the waste as well.
We'll find out.
I know he jacked a couple off.
Yeah, Bert, come to the fucking show, bro.
Got to breed him.
He magically got boots to AJ Buckley on the SEAL team.
He wasn't breeding him.
Oh, no.
No, it was for the love of the game.
Yeah. Just a little love of the game. Just so he could get off.
Just Bert being Bert.
Yeah.
Well, so as I'm watching this last night, and I'm, by the way, for the audience, this is true. I really do flip through all the channels to kind of see all the coverage, which we'll get to in a second. But at the bottom of whatever channel I was on at the time, I see Robinson running for governor as a Republican. And then Mark, I believe, is his first name. Mm-hmm.
Stein?
No, Mark Robinson.
Oh, Mark Robinson, yeah.
Yeah, that black dude that's going crazy.
Who the fuck
He's
is
a lieutenant governor.
He is the current lieutenant governor.
Right. So with that, I don't know who Mark Robinson is. And I turn to my wife and I say, hey, because we got a place there and all that stuff. My family's there, still in North Carolina. And I go, hey, let me just check and see who this guy is. I was like, I just want to see what color of white he is. Turns out Mark Robinson is not white at all. And he might be the blackest man of all time in the best way. Bob, can you play this clip? And is this from last night? Because we couldn't figure it out.
I don't know if it's from last night.
I don't think it's from last night.
Is this the one in the church?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's from a little while earlier. I think he went viral off a city hall meeting talking about Second Amendment rights, got a lot of momentum, and then this past election became a lieutenant governor.
So this clip was circulating all over Twitter last night, yeah. And I'd never seen it. I've never seen him. I know nothing about him, and I love him, and I want him to be my new Herschel Walker this year.
Oh, no.
We'll get to how Herschel's doing in a second, Bob, but play this video for the audience for people who don't know who this is.
There's something else I'm not supposed to say. Ain't but two genders.
Yeah. Ain't but two.
Two genders. Ain't nothing but men and women. And I can already see WRL out there. They got their licking their pencils right now, trying to write fierce as they can. Get every word of this here. Get every word of this. You can go to the doctor and get cut up. You can go down to the dress shop and get made up. You can go down there and get drugged up. But at the end of the day, you were just a drugged up, dressed up, made up, cut up man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you, that DNA.
Black churches go off,
too. Oh, they love it.
Love
you
it.
Can't right. transcend God's creation. I don't care how hard you try. The transgender movement in this country, if there's a movement in this country that is demonic and that is full of the spirit of Antichrist, it is the transgender movement. It's time for grown-ups and time for Christians to start standing up and being unafraid to tell the truth. Come after me if you want to. I don't care. You want my head? Here it is right here.
Wait, who's that? There's a lone cracker back there. Who's that?
It's time for us to stand up.
There's got
to
be one.
Who's the one whitey?
There's got to be one.
Tell the truth.
He's
about
in charge.
That
he's probably his donor.
Dragging our kids down.
He's actually Ernie Johnson.
Trying to teach them that mess in our schools. Tell you like this. That ain't got no place at no school. 2 + 2 don't equal transgender. It equals 4. We need to get back to teaching them how to read instead of teaching them how to go to hell. Yeah, I said it and I mean it.
This guy's my new fucking favorite, dude. And look, I was never stoked with the governor of North Carolina. I hated that motherfucker. And it was a Democrat for a while, but I had a chance to meet the Republican. Like I said, in 2016, we went over this on the show. We got full access to all the candidates, presidential and gubernatorial, if you will, down there in North Carolina. And so me and my wife, before we were going to meet Trump and Melania and all those guys, they put us in a green room with the governor. And so it was homeboy, and like it was the Republican who didn't want the transgender bathrooms. You remember that guy's name?
No.
Fuck. He was there for a while, and it cost them the NBA All-Star Game in Charlotte because they ended up moving it.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Like a Springsteen concert was canceled.
Right.
You live there. What the fuck is his name?
I don't. I've only been there for 4 years.
Okay.
So I don't know who you're talking about. I just
Pat McCrory.
Name.
Pat McCrory. That's it. So yeah. I go hang out with Pat McCrory, and like, Jesus Christ, man. He sits down with me and my wife, and he's just like, oh, so tell me where you're from. And it was like an old school, like creepy televangelist shit. And I was just like, oh, man. God damn, we're in it. Like, we're in it, you know? And there's nowhere to go. It's just like three of us. It's me, my wife, and then him. And he just starts telling me, he's like, down by the beach out there, I used to roll up my khakis, put my feet in the water, and there's just nothing like it in this world. And I'm like, motherfucker, I'm already voting for you. I'm a down ballot guy. You don't have to. You don't have to get my vote today. I'm a down ballot guy, anyways. You know.
You can talk normal here.
Totally. Yeah. And there was no normalness whatsoever. Oh. Now this motherfucker,
who keeps
I
it real
would
you.
Rage with
on the other side. It's the other
fuck
side.
Yeah, dude. This would be the best hang of all time. Let's go. I'm all in on Mark Robinson. Who's the Democratic candidate there? Do you know?
Stein. He's the...
Stein?
He's the Attorney General.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's his sitch? How did he do last night?
I mean, he won the primary.
So. Well, but did he win by a little or a lot? Like, that helps. Because take Dan Crenshaw last night. He was down for a while and wasn't doing that great here. And it looks like the tide is starting to catch up with with Eyepatch McCain. How did the Democratic primary shake out for governor in North Carolina?
I'm looking for it right now.
I'd just be curious on the percentages on that. Because that's what I've always found weird about North Carolina is for whatever reason, it's all Republicans, and then they elected a fucking Democratic governor. And I was like, huh?
From what I've heard from the locals, because I'm not a local, is that he was just a good old boy from Mount Airy, and it was just... he's not terrible. He's a good guy. He's a local
guy. Roy Cooper?
Right. Okay. Right.
They both won in blowouts. Stein won by a little bit more than Robinson did, but they both won in
blowouts. Okay. Yeah. So
look. He was endorsed by Cooper as well. Like
yeah. Back, so this could be close.
I think it might be close. We'll see how it goes. There's two things to keep in mind. One, Robinson is staunchly anti-abortion. Like he's on record as saying he wants to eliminate abortion entirely in North Carolina, which is not very popular.
It's not great.
It also isn't going to be very popular once the news comes out that he's paid for multiple abortions. That'll come out sometime in the next couple months.
You know that for a fact?
Yeah.
No shit.
And also some bankruptcies that are kind of shady and things like that. Some financial issues.
This guy's getting fucking trounced.
He's going to get hammered now to his side, I guess. The exit polling from the North Carolina primary yesterday, 60% of Republicans don't believe that the 2020 election was legitimate. 60%. It's the highest in the nation in that state.
Yep.
Which means you're probably going to see record turnout for Republicans in North Carolina. So it's going to be weird. You might see the state of North Carolina go for Trump for a pretty big margin and also see this guy lose, which, by the way, is the same thing that happened in 16.
Yeah,
I'm not 16, but in 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cooper won and Trump won at the same time, right? So I could definitely see that happening again here because this guy's kind of a knucklehead.
So here's the other part that bothered me about last night, and this goes back to the last election we were talking about. I know Republicans will turn out in full force on election day, and they'll go for Trump, and that'll be great in person. The problem is these fucking mail-in ballots. So last night, as Super Tuesday was going along, obviously, the last state to report is California. They're on the West Coast, 7 o'clock closing, that's 10 p.m. Eastern, then they got to count the ballots and everything else. And again, I'm going through all the coverage across the channels, and they were like, we hope to have results soon, because all eyes were on Steve Garvey last night in that race.
Right.
Biden and Trump, we knew were going to win, that was easy, but they were looking at Steve Garvey and whether or not he was going to make it in, which he did, and it was pretty shocking. But the guy kept saying, we're still waiting on these mail-in ballots. And I'm like, God damn it, man. For a fucking primary, dude? We're doing...
Right, exactly.
For a fucking primary? So you're already, in my opinion, you're already lining it up the same way that 2020 was of like, well, when Biden got out there, there's a bunch of mail-ins out there that need to get there. Cool. Have it in time so that they're counted in advance. If this election... In 2020, for all these governors and all this other bullshit, if we're waiting weeks and weeks and weeks to find out who the senators and governors are and the president of the United States is again because of mail-in ballots, people are going to burn shit down.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, you can't just keep doing this over and over again. Even Pennsylvania, the dumbest state in the union, hey, you guys! They had a horrific problem with their election in 2016 or 2020, and then it corrected it 2 years later, and like, great, man, with the Fetterman-Oz thing, when they elected him, you had the results, I think, by 11 o'clock at night. Pennsylvania, the dumbest state in the nation, figured it out. Why the fuck can't everybody else figure it out in time as well? It makes no sense to me. But that's the way it felt watching the coverage last night, is this, we're going to have to wait for these fucking mail-in ballots, and this is going to be a fuck-all again for another 3 or 4 weeks.
100%. Yeah, and I don't think it doesn't really matter on the presidential side. I don't think anybody's thinking Donald Trump has a real good shot in California. He might have a better, but I don't think he's going to win it.
No.
But I think it matters more for your Senate and your House races there, because I think that Garvey's going up against Schiff now, isn't he?
He's going up against Schiff. Look, Schiff is going to win. Spoiler alert. He's going to win. The reason why it was tight last night was because he was going up against two other Democrats. So Barbara Lee was on the ticket, who's also...
Right, that's right.
I lived in fucking California for 15, 16 years. She's popular there.
She's popular amongst the wealthy class.
Correct.
Not really amongst statewide voters.
But
every black celebrity in California endorsed her, and she only got like 9% of the votes.
So. So did Ben Affleck, right? So you had Ben Affleck and Matt Damon and a bunch of celebrities there. On the Schiff side, it was Joseph Gordon-Levitt who did his campaign. Mm-hmm. and he did the voiceover for the trailer, yeah, where that's just voicing over a retarded turtle at that point. Right. It's a younger version of Mitch McConnell, what his face is going to look like later on in life there, and he's a piece of shit. I'm surprised that a celebrity would want to do that, but
I don't know. Whatever. I think there's a chance Steve Garvey can win this one because he's not like a hardcore Republican or anything.
It'd be like an Arnold Sitch where like, yeah, he wasn't super.
He's a good popular dude with no, yeah, skeletons so no, far.
Yeah, and pretty popular, right, in the state. He won by, there were two like different ways, but he was about 4 points ahead of Schiff. Now, there's like another 20 points out there that went to Democrats, Katie Porter, and fucking Barbara Lee.
Yep.
But, you know, it's happened before, I guess, with Schwarzenegger was one of them. And it was after Gray Davis had butt-fucked that state all to hell and back.
Yeah.
And we're looking at a situation where Gavin Newsom has butt-fucked that state all to hell and back, right? Yep. I don't know if that's going to trickle into the Senate election, but it does. There is some overlap there.
You wonder, man, because you think, with everything that's going on, people would wake up and be like, all right, man, I don't want what's going on in my state to keep happening, or my cities, or all that other shit. But California, besides the Schwarzenegger thing, has been pretty fucking horrific. So I doubt it. My money's on Schiff.
You're from California originally. I'm from California, and it's been like that forever, since I can remember.
No shit. How old are you?
I'm 40.
Oh, okay, shit. Yeah. I'm 6 years younger. with that though, during your time there, so shit, you had Schwarzenegger,
Reagan.
Yeah,
yep. It wasn't bad during those times. Even Schwarzenegger, but
I lived there during Schwarzenegger.
Okay,
and it was fine. Like shit was.
Well, I think compared to nowadays, anything's gonna be.
I thought it was gonna be a joke too.
Yeah,
and so when Schwarzenegger came out and did it, and we voted for him and all that stuff, it was more about the bit of like, right, oh yeah, this will be hilarious. And then he turned out to be great. And the cities was, at least Los Angeles, city was cleaned up.
Yep.
It was heading there. They had hired all the guys from who cleaned up New York City, the crew and the personnel, yep, and all that stuff. Shit was going well. And then he got out of there and then it just went off a fucking cliff.
And I just can't believe that Newsom got reelected. That's just what I'm, even when they put in that impeachment for him,
yep,
that he got it again. And that's where that corruption kind of comes into play, because there's no way a majority of the people want to continue down that path with California.
Yeah, it's, well, just, George Soros put $1.5 million cash into that election.
Yeah.
So that helps.
Yeah, and speaking about putting cash into an election here, Elon Musk met with Trump 2 nights ago in Florida, and they're talking about him potentially bankrolling his entire campaign coming up. Now, look.
Elon tweeted today that he's not giving money to either guy.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Pop that up if you can, Bob. I'd like that confirmation. Because why take the meeting, I guess, if you're him?
Because you have to.
In case he gets in?
So Tesla and SpaceX are heavily funded by the government, right, and have been the whole time. NASA contracts for SpaceX, obviously, and then the clean energy shit for Tesla being subsidized.
You know, okay, what
I mean? So I assume that's why he took the meeting.
Cause look, if I'm Trump in that meeting, I say, look, why don't you pick this up and then I'll pick up all those fucking contracts for Tesla, SpaceX, and everything else you need here.
Well, that would be illegal.
Yeah, it would be, but if it's just two bros rapping, you know, sharing a key bump, that's fine. You don't have to sign anything.
Trump doesn't do cocaine. He just takes diet pills.
No, I know. He doesn't drink either.
Nope.
Doesn't do anything.
Diet Cokes.
Yeah, just die. Well, endless Diet Cokes. But what do you say here? Is this up on screen, Bob?
Yeah.
Just to be super clear, I am not donating money to either candidate for U.S. president. All right. Well, I mean, there's another space company out there, brother. It's called Jeff Bezos, you know.
That's right.
I would have asked to cut that check and be like, cool, man, you don't want Bezos to get those rockets to Mars? You want your big dick up there or his? Which one do you want?
He should just point all of his rockets at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man.
Hey, man.
Ooh.
Oh.
Buttons get pushed all the time, dude.
And then Bezos puts his rockets there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
Why not?
Why not? But there was some other wild ones around the nation. The Kristen Sinema thing threw everything into chaos in Arizona.
Yeah. So both parties are scrambling because that's kind of an open seat. And I don't mean open because she's not running. I mean open because it's a purple state, too.
Right. So I wanted to ask you about this. So every channel that I pretty much tuned into was either, if they were left, they were saying she's really fucking over the Democrats because there's not enough time. Mm-hmm. And then all the, you know, the right outlets like Fox and Newsmax and all that stuff were saying, well, shit, she's Carrie Lake is going to win by a landslide because there's no way in hell you have a candidate ready to rock who can, with name recognition, who could beat her at this point. And I kind of agree with that assessment.
Yeah, she may have done that on purpose.
That's what it feels like. So was there a phone call made to between the two and said, look, I need you to get the fuck out of here? And homegirl's like, how much is it worth to you?
Well, hopefully, given Carrie Lake's past, she would have done that in person. Because she got the RNC chair of Arizona drummed out of town for offering her money to drop out of the race, if I remember correctly. That was about 3 months ago.
Correct. So. You can't do it in person, and that's
the No, you have to do it in person, and you do it in a way where it can't be recorded, right? So an acoustical jammer. You just turn it on and turn it up, and as long as you don't speak louder than it just makes that white noise that you hear from an old television set when you see static on the screen.
No shit.
Yeah, and if you, I have one in my bag, as a matter of fact, right?
Really?
Yeah, and if I'm having a conversation I don't want somebody to hear, turn that motherfucker up, and then you can't hear anything on any kind of electronic recording device.
Hmm. There's been another candidate for that seat for a while from the Democrats.
Who is it?
Ruben Gallego.
Is that the same seat? It's not, because they obviously
Well, there's only two Senate seats, yeah, but there was a...
The other guy's in, the astronaut.
Yeah.
Yeah, the astronaut's right. in. That's... Yeah.
I forget his name. But
is it Gifford?
Gifford, yeah.
It's Gabby husband. Gifford's husband.
Yeah.
So he's a nobody, and his wife got shot, and now he's in fucking Senate.
Dude, he's an astronaut. We're not going to say he's a nobody.
He's a nobody.
No, he's an
Being
astronaut.
Being an astronaut doesn't qualify you to fucking be a senator.
Fuck yeah, it does,
no,
dude.
No, it doesn't.
You've seen the
he's
whole world.
He's an engineer. He's a fucking nerd.
You've seen the entire world, dude. I mean,
I've seen less than astronauts be in political office.
That's true.
It's
not a high bar.
Buzz Aldrin should have been president.
The only reason anybody knows who that guy is because his wife got shot.
Oh boy,
that's real. Nobody, you wouldn't know her. Name 10 astronauts.
Mm-hmm. Me?
Yeah, that are current astronauts. You can't name one.
Well, we don't have any going up in space.
No, we have plenty of astronauts.
There's not going up in space.
There's astronauts in space right now.
Right now,
but that's just because America doesn't respect its astronauts.
It doesn't,
anymore.
Dude. They're treating them like Southwest Airlines fucking stews, and I don't like it. I want to know all the astronauts. Put them on primetime. Let's get them on Name That Tune tonight. All right? We don't have any of that fucking bullshit. I want the astronauts to return to glory, for Christ's sakes. So, yeah, I'll respect the astronaut.
We need another fucking catastrophe for people to care.
Oh, boy.
We need another challenger.
No.
I mean, here's how you...
You need both. We need to accomplish something in space, which we haven't done since 1969, right?
Sure.
And then we need to have a catastrophe. So people start to revere and respect these people again.
Okay.
Here's how I know.
I think we need to do a false flag op.
Here's how I know that's not true, though, is because you said the Challenger, and that's not even the last shuttle to explode. We don't even care about these people anymore.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't had a shuttle explode with people on it, though.
Yeah, we have the Atlantis.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly.
I have no idea.
What is it? Let's give these people respect.
That's a resort in the Bahamas. That's not a...
Yeah. I've swam in the Atlantis. It's beautiful.
The Atlantis is not a fucking ocean. That's the Atlantic.
No. The hotel
in the
Atlantis is like a lost city that's underwater now.
They're known. So the Atlantis Hotel is known for this massive mega pool for children. It's fucking dope as shit.
The Atlantis is still going. This is how much no one cares. The space shuttle Columbia.
Yeah, the Columbia is the one I was thinking of.
Exploded in 2003
with people on it.
Yes.
Not enough people.
Say their names, dude. Say their fucking
names.
They got to
get more people in there, or people that I actually give a shit about.
So on 60 Minutes on Sunday, they did a piece with NASA, and they were saying, hey, these are going to be the next people to land on the moon. One of them is a woman. Mistake. One of them is a black guy.
The woman's just going to start cleaning the moon. Like, it's not necessary.
It's a lot of sweeping.
The vacuum's not going to work. Yeah. You're going to have to get a longer extension
cord.
She's
trying to sweep up the Sea of Tranquility. Like, just relax, lady.
But that's why I think it's not going to explode, is they don't want to kill a black guy. Like, anybody else. You kill a bunch of white people, they'll be like, oh,
well, I think
tragedy.
You bring the black guy in case aliens show up, and you just put, like, because they're always the first to die, right? So you just...
or that's the first conversation. Hey, man! That way it frightens the aliens, and then kind of they take a step back.
Yeah. I think that is what a black astronaut would sound like, too.
Hey, man! Hey! Bob, do you have their names? Let's say their names here, okay? Let's start to get...
From Columbia?
Yeah. Say their names, Bob.
Commander Rick Husband.
Wait, whoa.
Rick Husband?
I'm sorry.
His last name is Husband? Yeah,
thank you for that.
I don't like that.
Thank you for that. Rick Husband.
Yep.
All right.
Huh. Interesting.
We can't get hung up on every name. Keep going.
We can, dude.
Pilot William C. McCool.
Oh, McCool, yeah.
I don't believe these are real names.
Yeah, they are.
Is that Lightning? It sounds like Lightning McQueen from Cars or some shit.
Who we got?
Mission Specialist Michael P. Anderson.
Yeah.
That's just a white man name right there.
Big Mike. R.I.P. Big Mike.
It's a what man's name?
White man.
But
it's the one black guy. It's the dude with the whitest name in the history of names.
But back then, we didn't care about if you know another race died. Now the country's super racist, Dan, and we have to care. Mm. Whereas back then, everything was fine.
Shit, we should have put George Floyd on one of these things.
No shit. Put the fucking rocket falls on his neck. Boy, you made me say it, dude. You guys wanted to be on this fucking show.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, he lifts up the lid on his fucking space helmet. I can't breathe. That's
it. It's like, yeah, you're in space, bro.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same.
And you guys are promoting your company today, which is good. Who else died on this fucker?
I don't know what we got? What
we Kalpana got?
Kalpana Chawla, mission specialist.
I'm sorry, what?
I think that's
a Indian lady.
Yeah.
Is that the comment?
Okay. Oh, really? What the fuck is with the diversity?
That actually checks out. Well, she's an Indian woman.
Oh, she's smart. Okay. Yeah, that's right.
They're better than white people.
Yeah, she can operate on me anytime. Go ahead.
David M. Brown.
Yeah.
No, that actually kind of sounds black, but he was a white man.
Delco's the MVP today. I love this music more than life itself.
Laurel Clark.
Laura, a woman named Laurel?
Yeah.
Isn't that a man's name?
No.
I mean, it's
like Laurel Hardy.
Yeah,
I think that was his last name. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And
English person.
And just to make it a little more diverse and anti-Semitic, Ilan Ramon.
Yeah, why is he have a fucking Israeli flag in the background?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
He was the payload specialist.
You bet he was. Is that an Israel flag in the background?
He's an Israeli fighter pilot.
Oh, he would have been fucking nuking Gaza. So, right now,
are we sure it wasn't the space laser?
Yeah, he's probably the guy that installed that space laser. That
sure is.
Marjorie Taylor Greene was talking about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got to see those things on Twitter last night. Jesus,
the space lasers?
Yeah, they're incredible, dude. Why aren't we using that on a daily basis?
You should see the rail gun.
Is that real?
It's a 65-foot piece of tungsten.
I've heard about it. But is that a real thing?
Like you from ship to land, it generates a 2 kiloton yield, right? Which is like a small nuke.
Yeah,
from space, I don't even know how big it would be. Probably 15 kilotons,
man.
Yeah. Without all the fallout,
so
with no radiation. Yeah. Yeah.
Marjorie Taylor Greene last night, Bob. Ooh. If you want to pull up this clip, you can from Marjorie Taylor Greene on Twitter. She's getting interviewed by a reporter from the BBC at Mar-a-Lago last night, and they brought up the Jewish space lasers.
Was she drinking?
I don't know.
No, she's
because it was a party last. Some of my friends were there last night. It was a bit of a party.
Let's go to the next one. You want to go to the next one?
No, I don't.
Why?
Because I don't want to be around any of those people.
People always ask why we don't go, and I'm like, Dan will never go. Yeah. I know. And I'm like, Dan will never go with me. And it'll be me by myself.
I mean, I guess if I was on cocaine the whole time, it'd be fine. But you can't carry a gun because Secret Service is everywhere.
You can't do that, but you can do cocaine.
I don't go anywhere I can't carry a gun. Like that.
People took drugs in the White House when I was there?
Oh, yeah. Cocaine would be fine.
Yeah. All right.
But I'm not
plenty of booze. All right. Play this clip. This is really funny. Go ahead.
Who's closer to picking his VP, and should you be on that list?
Oh, you know, that's the question everyone asks. And no, I don't think Nikki Haley should be on the list. But of course, President Trump will choose who he wants for VP.
Would you like to be on that list?
He's got a long list. I support President Trump in any way he'd ask me. But I can assure you it won't be Nikki Haley.
And can you tell me why so many people that support Donald Trump love conspiracy theories, including yourself? He seems to attract lots of conspiracy theorists.
Well, let me tell you, you're a conspiracy theorist, and the left and the media spreads more conspiracy theories. We like the truth. We like supporting our Constitution, our freedoms, and America first. So.
What about Jewish space lasers? Tell us about Jewish space lasers.
No, why don't you go talk about Jewish space lasers, and really, why don't you fuck off? How about that?
Oh. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Tom, sure. Okay.
There it is, dude. I like it. Nice. I don't mind when politicians get salty. Nice.
Yeah.
I remember Biden told somebody to fuck off, and I thought that was justified, too. I don't mind it. And, like, when people post about shit like this, it's like, bro, you ask a question like that, eventually people are going to have enough.
Yeah.
And I actually had to apologize to her when she was on the show after I saw the goddamn lasers from Israel. And I was like, you know what? I was wrong. They exist. And she was like, yeah, I'm on the defense committee. Like, I get to see what's coming through. And I was like, fuck, dude. Yeah, I'm sorry.
AOC let somebody up yesterday, too.
What did she, what was her thing? Do you
she
know?
Was at, she was seeing Dune with her fucking ginger husband.
Oh, yeah.
Who looks like, man, he just doesn't look like a real human being to me. No. To be honest.
But he still gets the fuck AOC.
These Palestine protesters were following her around. They just played the whole thing.
Oh, really?
You, yeah. You need to call it a genocide.
No, I need you to understand.
It's not okay that there's a genocide happening. You're not actively against it.
You're lying.
I'm lying?
You're not.
You went on TV and talking about it.
You're not acting against it. It's a genocide. What you're deciding. We're not lying.
We're not lying.
You've been sending in interviews. It's insane. You haven't been calling it a genocide. Don't tell me I'm lying. Then just say it's a genocide. Just say it. Over 30,000 people are dead, AOC. You can't just say it for once. Just say the word. That's it. That's all we want you to say. Or are you not angry about people for fucking you?
Jesus Christ, these people are relentless.
Over 30,000 people have died.
Oh, put your foot down.
Oh, he's not going to fight anybody.
No.
No, no dude that has his jeans.
You cut it, and you're going to cut this, and you're going to clip this.
Cuffed up
so
like
that. It's completely out of context. I already said that it was, and y'all are just going to pretend that it wasn't over and over again. It's fucked up, man. And you're not helping these people,
TV.
And you're not helping them.
You refuse to.
You're not helping them.
So with this, man, when I see shit like this, I don't agree with it. I don't think these people should be chased down and fucking harassed in
public.
Yeah,
but she
like
agrees
that.
With it.
No, I understand.
Right, Bob, you can find the fucking Twitter post from her. If you just keep scrolling down, to be honest, you'll see a side-by-side of that video and her Twitter post where she said protests are meant to be uncomfortable for people.
And I get it. So for her, this is fine.
Yeah, fuck her.
Do I want to see this, though, for every fucking politician? No. If you come out and make a statement like this... Absolutely. Fuck off. I do.
Politicians should be afraid of people. They should live their lives in constant fear that if they do the wrong thing, they're going to be lynched in the fucking street, frankly, because you're giving them power over your liberty, which is the most precious gift you have, right?
But are you really giving them power? If you didn't vote for these people, what's the fucking... Why chase them down if they got in, right? Because you can't convince everybody to pick the same person.
I have to imagine these people did vote for her.
Yeah. Those people...
Yeah.
Voted for her.
That's racist, Bob. No, but those people, by the way, in the video, so I recognize them. They've been doing this to pretty much every politician on the Hill, in particular Democrats, because they think Democrats are going to do something
about
this. By
the way, this is the first genocide in the history of the world where the population actually grew.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
How is that possible?
Gaza has grown by like 3,000% in the last 20 years.
Oh,
it's like, oh, it's a genocide. Oh, is it? Cool, man. Yeah. We're just saying words now, huh?
D'Anthony, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off everything in the entire store. Why? With the promo code drinkingbros at checkout. Over there, best mattresses in the biz, all now 100% made in the USA. Let's go, Ghost Bed. They just had a nice glow up over there. A little product refresh across the board. Added a bunch of stuff over there. They got new beds with Venus Williams. That Ghost Lux, the old school one, the Classico. Is going for very cheap over there right now. Now's the time, kids, to get a mattress over at GhostBed. Everything's 50% off. I think, and don't quote me on this, go look for yourself on GhostBed.com/Drinking Bros. I think their sheets sold out after I did the show yesterday. Big fan of their sheets. Everybody's like, yo, I didn't know they had them. Yes, they have sheets. They're incredible. They've got this elastic waistband around it, kind of like boxers, essentially, that goes around the mattress. I don't know why nobody else has done that. Maybe they own the patent on that. I'm not sure. But they stay on the bed. They're super fucking comfortable. Huge fan of those. And they last forever. I've had mine for a couple years now and just bought some new pillows over Christmas. They've also got mattresses for RVs over there. So go to GhostBed.com/drinkingbros today. Get yourself a brand new bedroom set. Doesn't matter how many items in the cart you put in there. You're getting 50% off all of them. at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros with the promo code drinking bros at checkout. Next up, we got Ketone IQ. Damn it, D'Anthony, I forgot to take my ketone today. I'm going to pop it in. Yeah. No shit. I gave him a six pack? I gave him a six pack on the way to go, and I said, hey, dude, try this shit. Because you guys are always talking about it. I was like, take it, man. I take this every single day. Today, I forgot. I was running late. No wonder, man. Daddy's a little sluggish today. I'm going to take it now, mid-show. Let's fucking rage here. Gigantic fan of Ketone IQ. What is it? Well, it's brain fuel, essentially. It's a clean energy boost with no caffeine, no sugars, none of that bullshit. And you're not going to crash like on all the other gas station shit that's on the counter here. DOD just pumped a bunch of money in these guys. Soldiers are taking it. I think like 60% of the Tour de France takes it. Huge fan of Ketone IQ. It's over at hvmn.com/drinkingbros. Again, that is hvmn.com/drinkingbros. 30% off your first subscription order. We ordered here to the office for everybody, so it's lined up all throughout the office over here. That's why you got to get the subscription on it. In my opinion, man, it could replace all that other bullshit that you're taking. And for me, I'm just locked in for like a good 3-4 hours throughout the day, dude, when I take it. And the focus is elite on this shit, dude. I love to write on it as well. Go to hvmn.com/drinkingbros. 30% off your first subscription order. Or if there's a Sprouts near you, they're in every single Sprouts in the United States, and you can pick it up in person over there. You just can't get a fucking discount, all right? Next up, we got Joy Mode. Yeah. Talking about use joymode.com/drinkingbros. You're going to get 20% off over there with the promo code drinkingbros at checkout. And Joy Mode is exactly what you think it is, okay? Want to take a sec to talk about sex. Is that all right with you? Have you been having sex recently? Gentlemen, 15 minutes or less is great when you're talking about a pizza delivery, but not great when you're talking about your performance in the bedroom. That's why we partner with our friends at Joy Mode. Gone are the days of sketchy gas station erection pills and the worst kinds of side effects you can imagine. Talking about heart problems and fuck, man. Some of this shit's like 10, 12-hour erections. You think it sounds fun until you actually have one. You're like, shit, Viagra. I'm talking about you, Viagra, you fucks. That's a goddamn journey that it's not fun. You get a headache and you get a 12-hour boner. There's nothing you can do at a certain point. It's like whatever Rocky was pounding on in that meat freezer. That's where Joy Mode comes in. Their sexual performance booster is an all-natural, science-backed supplement to give your disco stick all the tools it needs with nothing it doesn't. Simply mix this wonderful concoction with 6 to 8 ounces of water. Comes in a little packet of powder. Boom, you're good to go. Typically do it 45 minutes before you start fucking and watch the magic unfold, literally. Be the new sheriff in the bedroom and go to usejoymo.com for 20% off with the code DRINKINGBROS. That's 20% off plus free shipping with code DRINKINGBROS at usejoymode.com. Ingredients with integrity, Joy Mode. Last but not least here today, we got firstform.com/drinkingbros. Now this I've already done today. I've already had my microfactors, okay? Those are inside my body as we speak. I think I took them today because I couldn't go to the gym and I didn't have time. I had meetings and all that other shit. And I was like, man, at least I can do is just get some fucking vitamins in me and feel better about myself. So the vitamins are in me, just nothing else. All right. I don't know what I'm going to do tonight after my kids' jujitsu. Probably some junk food. Whatever. If you're like me and you're not eating the way you want to every single day or working out the way you need to every single day, at least get the vitamins in you there. It's got the six essentials in it, the EFAs, fruits and veggies, the CoQ10s, all the good stuff you need in there to get your heart pumping, body moving, everything else. And it comes in a nice cardboard box with a little door on it and just spits out a packet of pills. You dump those in your mouth. You don't have to think about it the rest of the day. You don't have to open up a million jars in your medicine cabinet or your kitchen. And most importantly, you don't have to reorder all that shit. All you got to do is just reorder firstform.com/drinkingbros. Those microfactors come to your house. 30 packets in there. You're good to go for every day of the month. Boom, you reorder them the next month. And congratulations, you're on your way to a healthier lifestyle, all right? While you're over there, check out all their fun stuff. They got a bunch of great supplements over there, and their apparel's always elite. Big fan of firstform.com/drinkingbros. And right now, you're going to get free shipping on orders over $75. Head on over to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. With all of this shit, though, it's like, what the fuck do you expect a U.S. politician to do? Like, it's not our war. It's not our goddamn thing. And if you all voted on it like that, then great. What the fuck are you going to say to people in the street? No, boy, stop the genocide over there. It's not my fucking country, bro. Why don't you go over there and stop the genocide? If you believe that's what it is.
Yeah. I had a hat made. It just says quit it.
Just knock it off.
Well, that's on the back. It says knock it off.
Knock it off, around, Buster. Yeah. Knock
on
it
the front,
off.
It just says quit it.
But yeah, with all of this shit, dude, it's going to lead up to a wild November. The networks in particular, last night were trying to stretch time for all of this because there were just blowouts on both sides,
right,
all the way around. Crenshaw, Dan Crenshaw, though, I saved for last. He was real close to not getting the 60% needed there. People are starting to get fed up with his bullshit, which was refreshing to see.
Not enough people.
No.
The only reason he won was because he had the full weight of the RNC behind him. But that will not be the case moving forward, my understanding.
Have they?
Trump's going to... I don't know this for sure, but there's a very good chance that Vivek Ramaswamy becomes the RNC chair for the next 6 years or so.
I was going to ask. Well, they haven't named a replacement from Ron.
Not yet, right? No.
That would be a big boy move.
I'm hearing that there's a very good chance it's going to be him.
Did he get a new district?
Who? Crenshaw? I'm sure
he's
got
on
redrawn.
A different map. Yeah,
it probably got redrawn. Yeah. But he has the oddest shaped district in the entire country, I think.
It used to wrap around the side of Houston.
Yeah.
That's why I mentioned it, because I just was looking at the results and it's like clearly a different map now.
Yeah,
I'll show it real quick.
Maybe. But Texas has been pretty good at gerrymandering their districts.
Yeah.
But we also have some weird counties too. Like Hayes County is like a weird hexagon that goes under Austin and to the west of it a little bit.
It's like a Weinstein dick. It's kind of smashed in, and then there's a part on the side, and you're like, all right, cool. What time is the injection? What time do I get raped by Weinstein? When is it?
Yeah, I mean, don't be shocked if Crenshaw's 6 years from now on CNN.
Oh, yeah.
Right, with his buddy Adam Kinzinger.
Would not fucking shock me in the slightest.
Yeah.
But he did eke through, and then because you guys were asking in the DMs, I don't know why you just didn't Google it, Brandon Herrera lost last night.
But he's in a runoff.
Runoff, yeah.
So what does that mean?
It means him and Tony Gonzalez, the top two, now go to a runoff campaign.
And when does that start? In
a couple
it started
months.
Today.
Oh, it did?
But it'll be in probably fucking
2 to 3 months,
June.
Usually.
All right, yeah. Well, then July. I apologize.
I don't know. We'll see him Saturday.
To the audience.
He and Cody are coming to that thing Saturday, so
okay,
I'll ask him, yeah.
Because then I apologize to the audience for asking that question. I don't know what a runoff is in a district for... Congress. What do they end up doing?
This isn't the case in every state, I don't think.
I've never heard of it.
If nobody gets 50% or more, then it goes to a runoff and it's the top two. Even if it was like 49% and 50 candidates with 1% each, the top two would go to a runoff.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when does that end? Before the general election?
Yeah.
I don't know when this is, but the Georgia runoffs, like Herschel Walker was in a runoff.
Who is that, Bob?
Herschel Walker.
How's he doing, Bob? How's Herschel doing?
Still running.
Okay.
But he, he went to a runoff with Warnock, and Warnock was in a runoff in 2020 as well. So was Ossoff, because Georgia has runoffs for like everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was unaware that Texas did, but we're obviously new to the state. So apologize to the audience. I didn't understand what that meant. And then there was another fun one last night where they were trying to cancel Doritos online.
I'm sorry, the Republican and Democratic primary runoffs, of which there are both, will be on May 28th.
Oh, all right.
That's coming up quick.
Wow.
So, month and a half.
One day. Can we go and vote there?
Two, 2 months.
It's in San Antonio. That's close enough, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you can vote when you're dead, why not when you're in the wrong place?
They have voter ID in Texas?
Yeah.
Do they?
But last night also, like, as I was going through this, they were trying to cancel Doritos last night. Mm. And I was like, what? We're not doing this fucking bullshit. What was it over?
What, because they made like a gay Dorito now?
No, they hired a transgen, same exact thing same as Bud Light.
So we're just going to like boycott any company that hires a person that's a fucking tranny.
Here's the difference.
I'm not doing that. I don't eat Doritos anyways because that's garbage. You shouldn't put it into your body.
I love Doritos. I love you, Doritos. I'm not mad at you. But here's the difference. They saw what happened to Bud Light, and they were like, nope, fired, get him, and then they issued an apology. They're like, get him out of here.
Yeah, but are they going to get sued now?
Great question.
You can't just fire somebody because they're a fucking tranny. Although you should be allowed to because that's a mental illness, right? It's in the DSM.
It used to be.
It's still in the DSM, is it?
Yeah,
I think gender dysphoria is still a mental illness. I think, technically,
I think you're right.
They didn't
fire her for being transgender.
Let's say him because that's
I don't even know which way it goes.
It's got a dick, Bob.
But
he's got a weenus.
Oh, wait, Doritos for being Spain. A self-described pedophile, is I believe.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that'll do it. That's a crime. So.
Yeah, I mean that's gonna happen there.
It's weird.
But they nipped it in the bud pretty quickly.
Weird that a dude pretending to be a woman is also a pedophile. Is that normal?
You've never said it on this show, or every single time. But
this was also Doritos Spain.
It was. Yeah.
It was an influencer in Spain.
Yep. And this this boycott ended up. So hashtag boycott Doritos.
I'm not doing that.
Was
man.
On our fucking not, Twitter last
one,
night.
One
and it was
one
trending.
One fucking dummy at the organization is woke and hire some dumb tranny to fucking do a marketing campaign, and then you're just gonna boycott a whole company. Like fuck off. Man.
Here's what happened. I guarantee.
I didn't like it with Bud Light either because it's like you're boycotting a company that employs American people. Because you're mad that some dude is pretending to be a woman. Like, fuck off, man. That's stupid.
I don't fucking care either way. In my opinion, do know better. Know your fucking audience is mine on this one. But for this,
well, everybody
I was surprised
eats Doritos,
that it's,
though, right?
But
I don't think that's a political stance to like have a bag of Doritos. You walk into a building and somebody's got some Cool Ranch. You're like fucking woke bitch.
I don't think the transgender issue is really a right or left. There's a ton of people on the left now that are just like, hey. I'm done with this bullshit, and I don't want it happening to kids and everything else. So, like, I think this is more just an overall movement of everybody. But this had carried over into America and all that other shit. Here's what happens in cases like this. I guarantee you they saw this trending on Twitter last night, and they were like, all right, comb everything they've ever done. What's a reason we can't get rid of them for other than transgender? Boom, one pedophile tweet.
It was actually the other way around. So people dug up this person's old shit.
What does it say? I want to do hooligan things.
So this is translated from Spanish, so it's a little wonky. Oh. But essentially, was talking about wanting to fuck a 12-year-old girl in the ass.
Oh.
And Doritos.
Well, at least it was a girl.
Yeah, but do you have to get it lopped? So that mean you still keep your wiener?
Oh, you just say you're a girl now.
That's it.
You don't have to do anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
To me, if you're going to do it, have the line drawn and have the dick cut off.
You know what you can do is just eat meat, because not one cattle rancher in America is hiring trannies to do their marketing.
No, there's
not
just,
one.
No.
Not one will ever, that'll never happen.
They'll just fuck dudes, just like everybody
else.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. You spit in your hand first.
Right? Exactly.
You show that butthole the appreciation that it deserves. And I feel like if you're riding around on a fucking leather saddle all the time, you may have some problems down there.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Fissures.
Yep.
Or what did they used to call it?
It stinks.
Bob, what? It definitely stinks. Yeah. What did they used to call hemorrhoids? We looked it up when we were looking at the Dilatherm the other day.
Anal fissures?
No, it was something else.
Let's see. Piles?
Piles. That's it, yeah. Because you just got piles of sores on your asshole.
Sure do.
I guess. I don't know what it means.
Look,
this used to be a proper country.
What are we talking about?
It used to be a proper country. Doritos.
I'm a carnivore. We're moving to carnivore. Oh, yeah.
So Doritos shipped him out, and they're good to go there. I love Doritos more than life itself. That's one of those products like Chick-fil-A. When Chick-fil-A was going through their gay shit, you know, where they say they hate gays and all that stuff, I was like, man, nobody's boycotting Chick-fil-A. They're too good. Mm-hmm. Same with Doritos. Nobody's boycotting Doritos because they're too delicious. It would have to be egregious, man. I mean, you'd have to smash up Doritos in your hand, rub them on a dog's asshole, and then watch some dude fuck that dog for me to be like, eh, I might give up Doritos.
What if you found out that the Doritos were made from dogs?
I'd be okay with it. They're too good.
You wouldn't even ask what kind of dog? Because for me, it would depend on the type of dog.
No. No.
If it was Chihuahuas, I wouldn't give a shit. That's not a real dog to me.
Right. Right. Yeah, for me, yeah, dude, I whatever they taste like, I'm all in. So I don't really give a fuck what's going on there. Same with Chick-fil-A. Bud Light was the easy one because we just got rid of it because it was shitty. But there's a handful of companies. McDonald's is on that list for me. I'm not giving a McDonald's for shit. I don't give a fuck if they kill Ronald in front of my kids. Like, if I'm going through the drive-thru and they stab Ronald right through the fucking heart and there's blood everywhere, I'm still going to rip that Happy Meal out of his hand before he dies. Like, thanks for playing, Holmes.
It's not the best food, but you know what you're getting. You know the expectation.
Yeah.
It's not going to fail you.
Yeah, that's true. You know? McDonald's is pretty consistent.
It's great.
Yeah, so I'm not giving that up. Ice cream machine is broken.
Like, you like Popeyes. I don't really like it.
I don't butt fuck with Popeyes. I like their chicken sandwich. I like their chicken sandwich. Yeah. That's
deep. But Popeyes is wildly different based on where you go to buy it.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if there was one down the street here, which I think there is.
There is.
It's probably pretty good.
It is.
But if there's one in the other direction.
It's not good. Don't go there.
Who knows, right?
Yeah, shitting through a screen door. Yeah. And you can smell the cools.
Things get worse.
On their fingertips the farther, as they hand you the food.
Farther east you go in a city, the worse things typically get. I don't know why that is.
If you find a road called Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, drive far, far away. And that's just for any city. You live in there. I can promise you that. But there's a handful of other ones. Like, man, I'm not giving up. I mean, even after Jared Fogle fucked those kids, I didn't give up Subway.
Jersey Mike's is superior to Subway.
It is, but I'm just saying. I still fuck with Subway. So like, there's a bunch of places like that. Even Nike was tough with the Kaepernick shit. And then Kanye came along and created the Yeezys, and I was like, oh, all right, cool, man. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
It's funny how we didn't care about the slavery.
No.
But it was like kneeling for the flag.
Kneeling for the flag. We didn't care. I didn't care about the Chinese kids in a closet weaving my Jordans together. Yeah. I didn't care about that at all. Ooh. Actually, that's why I like the shoes. I was like, oh, man. I feel youthful wearing these motherfuckers. There's 4-year-olds, dude.
You need those tiny little hands to stitch that.
You need the tiny little hands to stitch it, and when they fall out on the line, they just turn them into leather for the next pair of shoes. Exactly.
Move on.
Yeah.
And the kids would expect it, so would the parents, to be like, well, he did lose his fingers. He was irresponsible.
Yeah, but he like died for a good cause.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Making me look fresh. And my fucking Air Force Ones, you know?
Yes. There's worse causes to die for.
This little Chinaman died for my drip, dude. Yeah. He fucking died for my Linsanities.
They give you a certificate of authenticity for each pair of shoes.
Oh, no.
It's got a picture of him and a little thumbprint. A
thumbprint on it. It's like an old Cabbage Patch doll. They're worth more to sneakerheads. Yeah. Yo, man, did a fucking Chinese kid die? Yeah, he sure did. That's $2,000.
Yeah.
It's $2,000. Speaking of which, Craigers, I know you're out there. I know you're out there in the chat, dude. I'm going to need a pair of those gold Trump shoes before the election.
Oh, yeah.
Now that we're in, now that it's done, dude, I need those gold Trump shoes, man, for election night. The ones from 2020 I can't wear again. Those were bad luck. The Donald sent those, and I appreciate it. We didn't win, though. Allegedly.
Those gold ones are.
Allegedly. The gold ones are one of
those. Was it SneakerCon? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was SneakerCon, yeah.
I mean, place was bananas that he was there. I mean, it just loved went. I just want to see him in them. I want to see him wear those.
I don't think he'll wear them.
Yeah, have him dress up like Jamie Kennedy. Whatever that. What was that fucking movie?
Malibu's Most Wanted.
Yeah.
That'd be great. How much are those goddamn things going for?
$9,000, right?
Well,
now.
I know. Did they drop it all, Bob? Pull them up on eBay because this has got to be a thing that we
don't buy them on eBay because they're going to be fake.
No. So eBay, I will say, they send them to an authenticator now. And it's a good and bad thing. So I ordered a pair of shoes for the basketball season. They were like, oh, we're going to send these to the authenticator. Fuckers took like 6 weeks to get back. But they come back now with this eBay approved tag on it. And I believe it's in Philadelphia. What's the lowest price? $2,000?
$2,000?
Seeing $2,000. Some of this stuff's a little
size 12?
Sus. Like $510 here.
Well, that's the bids.
So like, we should just make our own.
You
got to
click
shoes.
It on buy it now. No, I want the real ones, dude. I'm a sneakerhead, dude.
I don't know that I would wear the gold ones, but I'd probably wear those white ones. Those actually Those are pretty good.
That's what my wife said. She said the white ones were cool. I like the gold ones because I can get away with that bullshit. Like, guy like me? Fuck yeah, dude. Rolling around in those goddamn things? I want them for election night, Craigers, okay? I know you're rich and you won the lottery in Maryland, so do it.
I would never.
Size 12. Size 12.
I would never wear a political candidate's fucking attire.
I know you wouldn't, dude, but I do. I'm all in, dude, because I'm American.
It is unacceptable.
I'm a real American, dude. I believe in McDonald's. I believe in Trump. I believe in fucking...
You're not a real... I'm a real American, bitch.
You're not.
I've tried to... I'm like, I have an active campaign to get the national anthem replaced with I am a real American.
Which would be awesome.
The Hulk Hogan
I'm in.
Walkout.
Wait, is that, I want is Hulk that, Hogan's VP.
Is that the white national anthem? Is that,
that's just the national anthem.
It's just the national anthem, yeah. But I want Hulk Hogan as VP. And I too serve. I serve four tours of Italy at Olive Garden. And look, I've given just as much to this country as you have. Some might say more, because you've never had a double on a Saturday at Olive Garden during the tour of Italy month, my friend. That is a fucking. You see some shit you do not want to see.
Speaking of that, next week I'll be announcing the winner of our contest.
Oh fuck so yeah, dude!
For all of you who didn't catch it, you're too late for it now, so it doesn't matter. But if you signed up for the Brew Box before or on or before March 1st, your name is in a drawing. We're going to pick one person. You get a plus one, and we're going to Olive Garden.
Yep.
And we're getting fucking wrecked.
Wrecked. Nice. I mean, absolutely. I mean, like, it's going to be rough. Yeah.
So don't like, don't think you're going to fly in on a Friday and fly out Saturday morning. That ain't happening. You're not going to be mobile on Saturday.
No, we're going for it here this time, and I'm amped about it. Another thing I wanted to bring up to you here is Mike Johnson, your boy, Speaker of the House that you love here. He made a speech earlier where he said they've advanced cuts on the agencies that have turned against American people. And they said they're going to cut 3% from the DOJ funding, 7% from the ATF.
That sounds like a bunch of loser bullshit.
6% from the FBI and 10% from the EPA.
Cut all of those agencies entirely.
So not 100%
like Javier Milei did. Get rid of them. We don't need an ATF. Why do we need an ATF? For what exactly?
That's what I wanted to ask you about. So what does the ATF do exactly?
Their primary mission is to do on-site inspections of Class 10 stuff, Class 10 being explosives, right? So demolition sites, construction sites that use demo, basically.
Okay.
That's the only mandate they have from Congress is to do that. I'm sure we can hire somebody to do it without having an agency that tries to fucking backdoor rules to turn millions of Americans into felons all the time. It should not exist. It has no purpose in modern America at all.
Yeah.
You saw a guy from the ATF trying to take the slide off the Glock. Did you see that the other day?
Oh, man. Couldn't. Ridiculous.
He doesn't know how fucking... That would, by the way, I can take... I've got a Glock right here. I can take it down to the component parts in a minute. Mm-hmm. Right,
right.
With nothing more than a little flathead screwdriver, that's all you need. You can take the entire thing, including the trigger assembly, everything apart. And this dude, this fucking ATF agent, couldn't figure out how to just disassemble the weapon.
Just finger fucking
and like, macro parts, not the component parts.
Just a slide,
like, just the slide. Just trying to think, which is the easiest thing to do.
Slide, spring, barrel, and frame. And that's it. He couldn't figure that fucking out. So he obviously doesn't belong on Earth. Frankly.
No,
he belongs in a home somewhere or something. I don't know.
But at least it's a start with this. This is the first time I've ever seen cuts to these fucking agencies.
Oh, they haven't actually done anything yet. He's just saying, oh, what just we're going to do.
Oh, they didn't do it yet?
No, he doesn't have the authority to do that. He has the authority to bring anything to the floor to vote on it, but the Republicans only control one of the houses of Congress, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're not. It's not getting through the Senate for sure, and Biden sure as shit isn't going to sign it.
Yeah.
So maybe if they take the Senate, which, you know, that Arizona thing does help to some degree.
Oh, for sure.
With that. And if Steve, like if they win that seat in Arizona and Steve Garvey wins, which I think is still a long shot, then they'll take the Senate too, which will be really interesting because then Republicans will have all three houses of Congress, or both houses of Congress and the White House if Trump won. So that could be interesting, but they don't have the balls to do that shit. They're not going to shut down agencies, although they do have the statutory authority to do so. And they should. They should shut down all these motherfuckers.
Yeah. And then, you know, as soon as this election was over, or the Super Tuesday was over last night, and they were saying, well, looking at the exit polls, this isn't great for Biden and the people bitching and all this other shit. They were asking a lot of the pundits last night, hey, what's going to be the messaging for the fall? And for Trump, it's easy. It's immigration.
Mm,
right. And you're going to be able to run off that. And then obviously Democrats... are running off of abortion, and you know they want to take women's rights and all that other shit. Speaking of which, right on cue today, they dropped a video. Bob, if you go to Twitter, just hashtag Democrats defend women on there. They dropped a video. I haven't seen it. It just popped up as is number three here, trending. Go ahead and play that. That's it right there. Play this for us. I haven't seen this site. I have no idea what we're about to watch.
It's just a fetus dodging a hanger.
I don't know. Oh,
dear Dad,
that's what
I've always voted Republican, like you taught me. You've never steered me wrong. But now, Roe v. Wade has been overturned. And in states across the country, including ours, they're banning abortion. There have been 65,000 pregnancies resulting from rape and incest in states with no exceptions. No exceptions? That means if some psycho was dead set on having a baby with me, he literally could. Dad, that scares me. It really scares me. What the hell is happening? And if Trump and the MAGA Republicans win in November, they will pass a national abortion ban. So I'm sorry, Dad, but I'm voting for Joe Biden and the Democrats up and down the ballot. I know you understand. And I also know that if you were here, you would too. Because you've always done everything to protect me. And I have to protect myself. I can't trust MAGA Republicans, and Democrats defend women.
They don't know what a woman is.
Man, this was fast. This was locked and loaded where they were like, all right, we know what's going down, and we know that Biden's unpopular. Let's go ahead and pre-shoot this.
There's no, so it's four states that don't have an exception, right? And they're, what this person is saying, that, and that is as of this year, too. One of the latest one passed this year. So they're saying that 65,000 women since this started, which was a year and a half ago, have been raped and had their fucking babies that they didn't want to have. There's no fucking way that happened. Yeah. That is an outright lie. But, you know, there's no fucking...
You don't have to fact check anything anymore. You just make shit.
Yeah, thanks, Reagan. Yeah. Wait, no, Obama did that. I'm sorry, it was Obama that did that.
You don't have to do
Reagan banned machine guns. Every politician is a fucking cunt.
Speaking of which, when do they get the signs? A lot of people asking last night.
Next week, I think. I'll check again today. But they should be here. They should be at the facility next week, and we'll put them on the website.
Okay, great. A lot of people have been asking about yard signs. Yes, we have them made. We've got, what?
Defund politicians and then the Creed 2024.
Oh, yes. God damn it, dude. I'm amped for that.
Which I wonder if some boomers aren't going to think it's Apollo Creed, which still plays, by the way.
He just died.
Yeah.
He just died. Oh, shit, the new Creed. Michael B. Jordan, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could go with that. Yeah. Either way, I'm fine with either, dude. Now, with you guys, tell everybody about your company.
Yeah, man. So we're a charity foundation, 501c3, that honors 10 special operations soldiers a year. Our definition of a Gold Star family is a little different.
How so?
So the military, it's any soldier that's been KIA in action downrange by enemy fire. We obviously recognize that, but also passed away in a training accident, suicide due to PTSD, a heroic act while stateside or even overseas. And what I mean by that, today is actually the anniversary of Dwayne Cantrell. He's from 3rd Special Forces Group. He was one of our honorees, I want to say, 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And what I mean by heroic action, him and his house caught on fire. Him and his family, two daughters, wife, they ran out of the house. Dad didn't realize the daughters were not behind him. So he goes in to go try to rescue them. House, obviously, they didn't make it out. So his action, it's something that needs to be remembered. Him sacrificing what he did for his family. But that being said, so that's kind of our definition of what a Gold Star is, a family member. So we honor 10 fallen special operations soldiers a year. We do that by putting on a three-gun competition. It's a competitive shooting event that involves a pistol, rifle, shotgun. We put on 10 different stages, one for each honoree. And then the families come out. We have over 270 paid competitive shooters.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and we sell out within 30 seconds.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Where can everybody sign up for this?
So that's going to be on practicescore.com. However, it's going to be
practicescore?
Practicescore.
Spell that out for the audience. I often do it for the ad reads.
Yeah.
Just for that exact reason.
P-R-A-C-T-I-S-C-O-R-E. SCORE, Practi score.
That took you a long time to think about. Man, I watched you think about it, dude.
I'm not on the spelling bee challenge here on elementary score, man. You know?
I like it.
But yeah, man, so we do that. We'll open registration on May 18th. We sell under 30 seconds. But overall, we have 500 people in attendance from the public just to honor these guys. The families come out, and they actually get to shoot their loved one stage. We have a squad just for them. We usually have the Army Marksmanship Unit, the Marine Corps Shooting Team with them, obviously coaching them through.
Mm-hmm.
My goal for this event is that the public sees who the men were, these men and women, because we have men, women in SOF also. But when somebody passes away, what I hate seeing is they see the uniform, which is rightfully so. We're proud to serve. But it's kind of like they're expected. You know, we knew what we signed up for, and I hate that. So I want them to see the brother, the husband, the uncle that were behind these uniforms, and the sisters, the mothers. So during our event, there's a bio that's read at that stage, and it's a bio about that person, what they love to do with their kids, what they like to do on the weekends. So everybody gets to know a sense of who they were. And then we culminate it on that Sunday with the remembrance ceremony where the family gets up on stage and just speaks as much or as little as they want about their loved one. All the money goes back to the families. We have four phases. We give $100,000 to the families, divided up 10 ways
mm-hmm.
at the event. Then phase two is we help them with scholarships, random repairs for their house. We send holiday checks to all of our families. So this year we'll have 68 families.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And then phase three, we select a pre-designated number of families from the past or present. And we send them all expensive paid vacation from Disney World to Aruba to, I think, Jackson Hole, Wyoming was another one.
American Samoa. Oh,
American Samoa. Put it on the map.
Heather will have Heather drop that on the list.
Of that contest. Yeah.
So and then phase four is in 15 years, I'm hoping that we can be able to buy a house or pay off a mortgage for one of these families in dire need. So that's overall what we do, man. It's just, in short, we just want to make sure that these guys are not forgotten, man. They sacrifice everything for us, so we should ensure that they're not forgotten. And their families realize, understand that we'll always be here for them.
That's amazing. And how did you guys get started in this?
So, funny story. My military career was not very illustrious at all. I came in at 32, very young age, to join the Army. Eric was actually one of my cadre over at SWCC. I was in med hold. You know, trying to get back in the course. And obviously that didn't happen. But I met Eric and then our buddy Bryce. Eric and Bryce started the foundation together. They were already, you know, shooting competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's when a couple of your buddies had
passed away.
Passed.
The Jordan, Eric was when they went through the Jordan gate back, I think it was in 2017. They went through the Jordan. It was a security base that they were staying on. And a guy opened fire on them and killed three of them.
And that was when you were doing your SWCC time, right?
Yep.
So his unit is deployed, and he's losing buddies over there. And, you know, he's like, what can I do to, you know, remember these guys, you know, and take care of their families? You know, everyone remembers, you know, when it happens, you know, around the time and maybe even a year up. But after that, 2, 3, 4 years down the road, who's remembering these families? Who's taking care of, of these Gold Star families? You know, their main source of income is no longer with them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so Eric and Bryce were already shooting. They had done a cadre match there. And so then it just kind of, you know, blossomed out. Our first year we had 8 honorees. And then from there it's been 10 each year, and it's just grown organically. We have the best volunteers in the world that are bought in. And what's really interesting is that a lot of these honoree families – after their year that they're there, they actually a lot will come back and be volunteers because they believe it. They see what it did for them and their family, and they'll come back and volunteer, just, you know, take that time off, come out to our event, and they're all in on it. I came in 2020 just coming in as a logistics guy. Hey, where can I help out? I think the next year I worked with honorees. The next year was marketing, and then now COO, and it's just been completely organic. It's uniquely American, to quote General Ferguson from last year. Our event is to honor these Gold Star families, but it's through a shooting event.
Sure.
And
this is the memorial3gun.com.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. And we actually have I had a video from last year's highlight video That we could show as well. But yeah, these are all in our store here. We launched our Hawaiian shirt. This is all just swag that gets our, you know, gets the branding out there.
Of course, yeah. Who doesn't love a fucking Hawaiian shirt, bro? You know what I'm saying?
That's you. That's yours. This is yours.
I fucking rate a 2X. What the fuck?
So bro, okay, so, small.
Fuck.
So to those that point, small, bro.
It better be for my arms, so too, because the rest of me ain't a 2X.
So friend. Everything else is extra large, but going back to the small little Chinese hands, their sizing is a little bit different, or a little bit smaller. So
I'm going to take this out of the bag right now. Oh, we'll pop it on right now, dude. So. I'll wear it. Where can they find the video, Bob?
Right,
can you,
there, yeah.
Oh, you can pop it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, queued up here.
Let me stab this thing and then fire it up, Bob.
Ready?
Yeah.
The world was a better place with him in it.
Raffle off 15 slots for 15 of the competitors to do a stage.
Sweet.
And shoot from.
Look at this thing. I got it on.
Oh,
this is good. Nice, actually. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
You're ready to storm the Capitol now.
I'm wearing the fuck out of this thing, dude. It's spring break.
Summertime's coming up.
Yeah, I'll have my Borg in the studio tomorrow, so I'm amped about that. This is a nice shirt, actually. Fuck.
Very looks nice. Good on those arms.
What's up, dude? It barely fits around the arms. It's my fucking pythons, dude.
Oh,
it's
no, like, look at that, man.
Oh, I know.
I got some competition
yeah,
over there, dude.
Yeah. I'm bigger than you, but and that's fine. I don't want to brag. I didn't even go to the gym today. It was my off day, but whatevs. You know what I'm saying? I can't compete against you in the Memorial Three Gun.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys have an open invitation to come out. It's Columbus Day weekend every year.
Okay.
We try to do that. We have a lot of military shooters, obviously, being
Indigenous People's Day, sure.
Yes.
What? What?
I just say Digenous now.
Digenous.
The Dig.
Yeah. Dig.
Yeah, the digis. You're not getting an extra syllable out of me, asshole.
The digis, dude.
But we have a lot of military shooters, so we're just outside Fort Bragg. Fort Bragg.
Yes.
Don't say it.
It's about 30 minutes outside of Fort Bragg, and so we have a lot of military shooters. So our thought was, hey, let's do this on a 4-day weekend. Gives them time to, you know, get out there, get back. But, yeah, it's we'll have 270 shooters. But the big thing that we've really been trying to push is getting a lot of vendors out there, a lot of sponsors. We'll have 7 different side stages that even if you didn't make it in the match, you can come out and shoot that. It's $5 for any stage, and all that money goes to the families. Okay. So you could literally come out and shoot almost an entire match just on the side stages if you didn't make it in the main match.
Is there going to be a Steven Paddock sitch where a guy like me can just kind of fire out a window or something? Or
you can do it out the
soon?
Little bird.
Too soon?
Well,
no?
That bump stock ruling is coming in about a month and a half. So.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I'm not going to make it for Indigenous Peoples Day then.
No, I mean, if it makes it legal again, then yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that would help you in a three-gun. I mean, it might. I've actually never shot this. Never had a chance to shoot this match. I've been busy, and it's been – I kind of like just kind of being behind it and just making this shit happen. I want these families to have the best time they've ever had. And obviously, we want to put on a great match.
Of course.
You know, and I think it's...
Who usually wins? Is there one guy every year that's
not
like a ringer?
There's, well...
Cops will never win because they suck at shooting.
So, yeah. We're...
Are you a cop?
No.
You tensed up there. You got real...
No, I was saying... So
real red.
I don't know if we've talked about it yet, but so we did have a military Leo division. I think we had just one cop that show up. So we're actually kind of combining that this year. We're going to add a new section,
category.
I guess, category.
So normally the people that win are the Army Marksmanship Unit.
Yeah, usually,
they do this for
Army
a living.
Guys.
Okay, gotcha.
That's all they do. This is
a couple pro shooters.
There's a couple pro shooters. We had Joe Farewell from Florida.
Yeah,
I heard Evan's pretty good.
Evan's really good. Yeah. I don't know if he would do something like this. but he's the best. He's one of the best handgun shooters I've ever seen.
Yeah,
he was. He taught CIA, didn't he?
Yeah,
for a little bit.
Yeah. He ran their carbine. I don't know if he did their handgun training or not, but he built their carbine. Course,
he's got the greatest outtakes video.
Yeah,
that's.
Yeah. Or the one he got sprayed with bear mace too. That was pretty funny. I don't know if you've seen that one or not. It's still around on the internet somewhere.
I'll get stopped from like listeners or whatever who've been around him or shot, you know, with him or something. And they'll be like, hey, Evan's a bad dude.
I'd love to hey, Evan, open invitation, man. Yeah. Come out to the match. Yeah.
They always say handguns.
Yeah, he's, I mean, he built the carving course for the agency, but I've seen him shoot both. So he's really good with a handgun.
Okay. And Black Rifle's actually been a really big sponsor for us the last few years. I mean, I think the last 3 years they sent out pallet of product for just here. Send this out to everybody.
Giveaways and shit.
If you guys need hard AF, let us know. You're in North Carolina.
Bro. Yes, sir.
Is that serious?
Is it a drinking event?
Is it a drinking event?
After all the shootings done on Sunday, we have a remembrance ceremony, award ceremony, barbecue, beer truck, and then you have your...
Hard AF? Hey, we got it. We got it in North Carolina. So,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Is it in North Carolina?
Yeah. Only on the coast, though.
I'm in Jacksonville. So.
Yeah, it's in Jacksonville. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. So I'll just call into, if you guys are serious about
100%.
It. 100%. Yeah, we'll just call in a total one and then leave you a pallet there.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, if you guys want it, for sure. Just hit us up as it gets closer to the event.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'd be happy to, for sure.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate you guys, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing this, and thanks for doing the show here. Thanks for hanging us for the rest of this madness. I know you got a real company and all that bullshit. talking about George Floyd getting killed in space.
Hey, man, I'm glad to be...
With a rocket on his neck.
I'm a day one drinker, bros, homie.
You got an Ohio State Buckeyes. Are you a Buckeye guy?
So I was born in... I'll say Shelby. I was born in just outside Mansfield. No one knows where Shelby is, but Mansfield's an hour north of Columbus.
Shelby's very tiny.
Very tiny. But yeah, man, Ohio State.
They're going to win this year. They're going to win the national championship this year.
Ryan Day's won the offseason.
Loaded.
Chip Kelly's having the greatest time of his life right now.
Because they just started yesterday.
Spring ball was laughable
there. They were like, Jesus Christ, man.
Well, you saw about 5,000 different tweets talking about how Jeremiah Smith doesn't look like a freshman. Yeah, we know.
The whole thing is
fucking insane. Let's not fucking jerk off Ohio State.
We don't have to. However, when we get off the air, you're going to be stunned about something I'm going to show you privately. That's all I'll say. In the meantime, though, you guys are day one homies. You know the rules. Who would you like to give Drinking Bro of the Week to?
I'm going to give it to my youngest brother, Jack. He served in the 82nd Airborne, I think 6 years. He was a 13 Bravo, which is a artillery. He's a gun bunny. He's one of the hardest workers I've ever seen. I am extremely proud of that guy. You know, just goes out there, provides for his family. It was... deployed twice. I had never deployed. My Army career was not super illustrious. Just a good dude, my best friend, golfing buddy. So I'll give it to him.
Awesome. Cheers. How about you?
Yeah, I'll give it to my uncle. He'd been fighting prostate cancer for about 5-6 years now. It was stage 4. And he's still kicking, still fighting, still surviving. So that's who I'm giving it to, man.
I just went through something similar over the summer with my father, and luckily they caught it all.
His was two, right?
In time. Yeah, they got it all in time.
They got it early.
And so the last results we got back were, you know, it's pretty much non-existent right now. So it is possible if you catch it, you know, early enough, but it's a fucking brutal one for men.
It is, dude.
I think, just had his removed. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
You know, come in, take it out. You don't have a problem with it, you know.
Yeah, because it catches you later.
So far, so good.
It's one of those ones that catches you after 50. Yep. I'm actually getting
the second one put in because I like to live dangerously.
Oh. Sure does. Yeah, sure does.
It's a transplant. First prostate transplant of all time.
And I'm
hard always.
Is that a stronger flow?
Yeah, I've got
thicker dukes, too.
Thicker dukes is mostly, yeah. Well, I've got thicker dukes, so I need something down there to push it out.
Exactly. Exactly. He's working on an underwater chainsaw right now to kind of chop it up down there to get it through the hole.
I'm tired of having, like, I've got a big wooden spoon next to the toilet to chop up my dukes right now.
Oof. It's a poop axe.
Yeah.
That's what he calls it. Yeah. We're going to be selling those in drinkingbros.com.
Oh, you got to rent
kidding.
It. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. For those of you with real thick dukes, we're just selling wooden fucking axes to go next to the toilet.
It'll be on the site April 1st.
Gross. Big fan of this. Can I keep this?
That's yours, man.
Fuck yeah, dude. Absolutely. Aloha. Or mahalo, as Bob likes to say, in his country, states. Yeah.
Fine. He's an island boy. Whatever, actually, dude. I think Hawaii might secede before Texas does.
Why? I get it. It's better than the rest of us. We don't deserve that place.
There so are there already different. Like, would we bring?
We don't deserve Hawaii,
Puerto Rico in, and
I guess
so
we don't deserve either. So
we don't have to. We don't deserve
either
flag or anything.
I'd be fine with that. Actually, that would be that makes sense for us.
We don't deserve either one. Yeah. We deserve Panama City and nothing else. Okay,
and they're definitely closer. I mean,
yeah, definitely closer.
Sure are. But thanks, guys. And one more time here, go to Memorial3, that's the number, gun.com there, and support these guys, okay? We greatly appreciate you stopping by today. And then at home, go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For D'Anthony and Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.